Country Pub FM.
Bob Almanac today, and we have an almanac salute. But first, today's almanac is brought to you by
Schmidt Decorative Concrete, schmidtconcrete.com for more information. As we mentioned yesterday, you know, as the concrete season starts to wind down, that doesn't mean Schmidt Concrete is done working. Cody and Bo and their team, they can handle your commercial snow plowing, removing, salting, sanding, you know, no slipping and sliding. They'll take care of you during the winter, and you need to go to their website for more information on what they can do. And there's concrete is their thing, and it has been for 60 years. It's a family business started by Cody's grandpa and then his dad, and now it's third generation. But they do much more than just the beautiful stamped concrete. They redid my driveway in concrete. It looks gorgeous. But there's a lot of other products and services available from SchmidtConcrete.com. SchmidtConcrete.com for all the details, and proud to sponsor our Bob Almanac. Thank you, Cody. We appreciate it.
Almanac salute.
And baby, you better believe I'm back. Back in the New York movie.
He was the space ace.
Oh, sure.
Ace Frehley from Kiss, one of the original members going all the way back to 73.
Back in the New York groove.
He passed away at the age of 74. Death confirmed in a statement from his family. Last month, he fell. A minor fall. It was called a minor fall in his studio. But apparently, he... had some complications and died from that fall. Something happened.
Jeez.
Something happened. Obviously, he was part of Kiss. He left them in 82, started a solo project, returned, left again. That was his solo song that he did. Remember all four of them did their own solo albums?
Yes, that's
where
right.
They were as the members of Kiss, but they each did their own album, and that's where New York Groove came from. Otherwise, he was their lead guitarist.
Yep.
And did a great job. But now, Ace Frehley, Paul Daniel Frehley.
Gone.
But not forgotten. Today, Friday, October 17th, 290th day of the year, and 31.
Now handcuffed to a car thief, he's being removed from the scene of his underworld empire to a jail in the southern state of Georgia. And this not for murder, vice, conspiracy, or even bootlegging. For failing to render a true income tax return.
Yeah, Al Capone convicted, and they got him on tax evasion. Just goes to show you, no matter what you're doing, how nefarious, legal or not legal, you can get away with all that, but you can't get away from the IRS.
Nope.
Right? And, murder, racketeering,
right.
All the stuff that Al Capone was accused of doing.
Yeah.
They got him on the tax evasion, sentenced to 11 years in prison. He died in prison.
Yes, he did.
Of syphilis or one of those.
Yeah. You know, when you're in the gangster business, you don't usually, you know, sign your W-2 and, you know, put down your holdings. And
well, you're
your
not talking to H&R Block.
No, you're,
you're
really
not. You're not doing Quicken. You probably have a mob-related account, right? You would think that somebody's
laundering your cash somewhere.
So that was 1931, Al Capone convicted. 1933, how about this? Albert Einstein moved from Germany to Princeton, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He was the, what was he?
The Wizard of Westwood? No.
West Wizard of Menlo Park, or was that Edison?
Edison.
Did Albert Einstein have a nickname?
Crazy hair guy. Yeah.
Yes, crazy hair guy. But of course, if you're a genius, you have crazy hair. Just look at Doc Brown.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So Albert Einstein, just think if he hadn't moved from Germany, Germany would have had his genius. And of course, he's the one who said, yeah, we need to come up with the atomic bomb and all this other stuff. His theory of relativity and all this stuff. He's
decided. Very smart man.
He was getting out of Germany. Was he Jewish?
Why did he get out of Germany?
That's a good question. Yeah. Why did he leave Germany in about that time? Things were getting heated.
He wasn't a Hitler guy, as I'm thinking.
No. 1933, Einstein. And now his name is basically an adjective. You're no Einstein.
Speaking of Doc Brown.
Einstein. That was his dog.
That's right.
1958 this date. We had a new car.
Tom T. Hall, and this is Chevy's new El Camino. It's twice what you might think. Up front, it's a car with an efficient 6 or V8 available. You can even order swivel bucket seats. Now that's comfort. It's also one tough truck with a 6.5-foot cargo.
Yeah, we didn't know. Was it a truck or was it a car? The El Camino.
Yes.
Which, don't call it the El Camino. You shouldn't call it the El Camino because that would then translate to the Camino.
Right.
Yes, you know your Spanish. You're bilingual, Neil.
Yeah.
The Camino, which the Camino means the path. Or the way.
Ah, yes.
So okay. The Mandalorian in Spanish would be, this is El Camino. This is the way.
Okay.
And of course, Ford had an equivalent called the Ranchero.
Okay, yeah.
The Ford, I don't know when Ford introduced the Ranchero. I want to say El Camino came before El Ranchero. For whatever reason, the half truck, half car vehicle had to have a Spanish name.
Evidently.
Ranchero.
Right. What year did that come out?
El Junco. What was that? 1958.
58.
And, of course, that commercial with Tom T. Hall was from the 70s.
Okay.
You didn't know that was Tom T. Hall, right?
I did, okay. Yeah.
And how about bucket swivel seats? Do any cars come with those anymore?
I don't think so.
That's really something.
Yeah, it is.
Not only are they bucket seats, they swivel just a
little
bit.
You might be able to get them in an RV.
Yo, definitely.
Yeah.
You better have swivel seats in that.
Yeah.
1987.
So here we go, game one of the 1987 World Series, and it begins with Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith, and Tommy Herr. And the Cardinals, with a lot of switch hitters, even though Terry Pendleton is hurt and not in the lineup tonight, they still have a total of 5 in the lineup, including the first 3.
Listen to the Metrodome. First pitch.
Way.
Loud.
And a bunt. Viola Fields throws low. Scoop in time.
Nice scoop there by Herbeck. First
he
out.
He was
first,
good at that.
First at bat of the 87 World Series. We were going crazy.
Who did he bunt it to?
Viola.
Oh, it was back
off
to Viola.
Mound, yeah.
Okay,
Vince
okay.
Coleman trying to bunt for a base hit. What yeah. The Cardinals do. They like small ball.
Yeah, they did.
Under Whitey Herzog, the White Rat. Of course, game one of what eventually would be the Twins World Series championship. This evening, Metrodome, 1987.
What a scene.
That place was just absolutely bonkers. And then 2 years ago, another baseball note.
And he fails to get Dave Parker at second base, so the Oakland A's take...
I'll tell you what, we're having a hurry.
As it happened, earthquake...
Case.
Candlestick Park,
A's,
Giants. Yeah, I was watching it.
I was too.
And they're struggling through. And it's amazing how quickly they got back on the air with just a phone line. Backup phone line.
Yes.
And there's more Al Michaels and Tim McCarver, who we hear there. See, that was quick. And then Al Michaels jumps back on here and tries to describe...
I don't know if we're on the air.
You are on the air, Al, so keep it clean.
Right.
But that was the next World, two years after the Twins were in the World Series. It was 1989 and the big earthquake.
The Bay Series.
6.9. I don't think they called that the big one, but it was still relatively large at 6.9 on the Richter scale.
For sure.
270 people died, lots of damage, 3,000 injuries, $3 billion in damage.
Oof.
They had to make sure that the stadium was structurally sound. They took, I don't know how much, it was, maybe a week off, and then they did resume, and it was won by the A's.
Right. So, crazy time.
One more sports little item here, 2006.
The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Dennis Green. Former Vikings coach, he was there with the Cardinals, and he thought they should have beaten the Bears that night. Bears had a good club in 06.
He seemed to be displeased.
He was a little displeased. So, pretty much, they knew they were who they thought they were.
Right. They had a good squad.
But and they were prepared for him, and they
let
him off
the
hook.
Yeah.
Yes, and that was Dennis, the now late Dennis Green.
Yeah, that was a great...
Denny Green, the sheriff.
there was some passion and some excitement there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he had success.
He did. He was gutty.
Gary Puckett in the Union Gap today on birthdays. Nice. Here.
Play me some music.
Get out of my mind.
Gary Puckett is who we thought he was.
Oh, loved his music in the mid-60s when I was a young lad.
He's 83 today. You got your Lady Willpower, Over You is a good one, Woman, and of course this one, Young Girl.
This might be my favorite.
Born in Hibbing.
Really?
For Gary Puckett, yes.
I love that.
He did not bat leadoff game one. Actually, would have been glad, and Puckett would have been down to number three by 87,
of course. No relation to Kirby,
no, we don't believe. No, Gary Puckett, 83.
Spelled
well,
the
at
same.
Least we know how to drive. Yeah! How about that, Laverne? Hey, you're always making fun of us. But we drive trucks. 19-wheelers. 18-wheelers. I'm counting the spare.
The legendary Lenny and Squiggy Lenny. Lenny and Squiggy. Well, technically, he's right.
Yeah, he's right. That's good.
Michael McKeon. The actor, he was in Spinal Tap.
Okay.
Laverne and Shirley, Lenny and Squeegee. He was a Better Call Saul, Mighty Wind. Very funny man, musically inclined.
Mm, good.
Did you know that they are doing a sequel to This Is Spinal Tap?
I heard that.
Yes. I don't know if it's available for viewing now, but I know they're working on it.
Okay.
Michael McKeon, 78. Alan Jackson, 67.
Pretty good singer.
We know what he sounds like. How's he doing health-wise with that neuromuscular
battling
thing that he's got?
His lower half is kind of shutting down.
Alan Jackson, 67.
So are you Chinese or Japanese?
I live in California last 20 years, but first come from Laos.
Huh?
Laos. We Laotian.
The ocean? What ocean?
We are Laotian from Laos, stupid. It's a landlocked country in Southeast Asia. It's between Vietnam and Thailand, okay? Population, 4.7 million.
So, are you Chinese or Japanese? You know,
that's Hank Hill. Mike Judge, who created Hank Hill and King of the Hill. You know, he also gave us Beavis and Butthead.
Yes.
They're always entertaining. And Beavis and Butthead, I think they're back. They're making new ones of those.
Yes.
Mike Judge is 63 today. One of the Titans.
I'm supposed to wear myself out for the team? What team? No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look out for myself and I'm going to get mine.
See, man, that's the worst attitude I ever heard.
Attitude reflect leadership, Captain.
Yeah, remember the Titans.
The NBA.
They needed an attitude adjustment or they weren't going to win the big game, and eventually they did.
Right.
So that's Wood Harris.
Okay.
Who was one of the Titans, and remember the Titans played Julius in Remember the Titans. He was not the one that was in the car accident. The guy, the captain is the one who was in the car accident.
Oh, yeah.
And they became very good friends and very close and were very tight-knit. Wood Harris. Do you remember his brothers, Sheet Metal and Asphalt Shingle Harris at all?
They were lesser known.
He was 30 when that movie was made. He was 30 playing a high school football player. It happens.
A youthful 30.
He's 56.
Hi, my name is...
Our rapper of the day is Eminem. One of the big ones, Neil.
Oh, this is one of the biggies.
My name is... My name is...
He's real Slim Shady,
Marshall,
isn't he?
Marshall Mathers, Slim Shady, Eminem. Call him what you want.
My name is Slim Shady.
You can call him what you want. Call him successful. He's 53.
I was a child. Saul Guerrero saved my life. He raised me, but I've no idea where he is. I haven't seen him in years.
We know how to find him. That's not our problem. What we need is someone who gets us through the door without being killed.
You're all rebels, aren't you?
She helped the rebels get the plans to the Death Star, Neil. You know nothing about that, but I think this was the best of all those little Star Wars stories that were supplemental to all the main Star Wars movies. It was called Rogue One. It led up to the first one, Episode 4, A New Hope, by showing how they got those plans that eventually got stuck into R2-D2.
And then they could destroy the Death Star.
They had to go to Obi-Wan Kenobi because you're my only hope, as Princess Leia once said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the actress Felicity Jones, British actress. She's also in that biographical film about Stephen Hawking, The Theory of Everything.
Oh, sure.
Did you like that?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you should have. Mm-hmm. You need to watch more of the smart movies.
Okay.
Or less Gunsmoke.
Like Dumb and Dumber?
That's a good one. That's very smart.
That's a good one.
Even though Dumb is in the title, it's actually a smart, very smart movie.
Yeah.
Felicity Jones is 42.
Gone but not forgotten. We got quite a list here today. I'm going to burn through some of them. Spring Byington, if for those of us who love Laramie, she had a recurring role in that. But then I remember from Please Don't Eat the Daisies, born on this day, 1886. She was the wife in, that Shane came and stayed with the family. Jean Arthur played that role, and she was in the great Western Shane, born on this day, 1900. She was Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. She was a treat. The great Irene Ryan, 1902.
Hey, maybe we's rushing things. Maybe Sonny ain't ready to get married.
Jed, no man is ready to get married. You gotta get him ready. Like you get a steer ready for slaughter.
Well, she's probably not far from right on that. The great Irene Ryan, one of the lovely pinup girls of the World War II era, Rita Hayworth, and she was a fine actress in Pal, Joey, and some others, 1918. Very funny man. Don't you have to have funny, clever neighbors when you're in shows? Tom Poston won Emmy for his work in The Steve Allen Show, but he was in all kinds of stuff. Tom Poston, 1921.
People loved him as the handyman George Utley on Newhart.
A bigger one won't fit in that corner.
Well, then put it in the southeast corner.
That's where the stairs are.
Well, then put it in the southwest corner.
Then you put it on top of Mrs. Newton.
Who?
Mrs. Newton, the lady who's buried in the basement.
There's a lady buried in our basement?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, well, sit down. This may come as quite a shock.
Yeah,
I think it would.
Dick was learning more about his the Stratford Inn there.
Correct.
That he didn't know about. Obviously, the realtor didn't disclose that.
He did not. That was one of the things they kept under wraps.
The realtor was a she.
Oh, that's right. Grace Under Fire, Newhart, movies, Christmas with the Cranks, so on. You recognize his voice for sure. 1921. Air Coryell, Don Coryell, great coach, 1924. Do you recognize the singing nun, Luke, Sister Luke Gabrielle?
Not all nuns can sing, Neil.
Oh, she could. Some could fly.
À l'époque où Jean Santerre d'Angleterre était le roi.
And then the other ones were the arm wrestlers.
Right. Les albigeois.
Dominique, Anique, Anique.
Yeah, we'll need somebody to
Dominique,
translate.
Dominique, Anique,
Anique. Yeah, I mean, it's a very catchy song.
It was number
song.
One. That was a number one song, Neil.
Wow,
so
how about that?
Don't disparage it.
1933. Broke every bone in his body. Evel Knievel, the motorcycle daredevil. Evel Knievel, born on this day, 1938. One of our very favorites, certainly mine, the great ETC, Earl Thomas Conley, born on this day, 1941. And we'll probably hear from him here at the end of the Bobathon. What about James Seals of Seals and Crofts?
Like a precious stone.
And who is his brother?
Well, England Dan Seals would have to be in the mix.
You'd be correct. It definitely is his brother.
And Brady Seals would have been like a nephew or something.
Cousin, I think.
Cousin? Quite a bit younger, but anyway, James Seals there, 1941. Margot Kidder, she will always be Lois Lane to me in the Christopher Reeve Superman films, 1948.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me. Who's got you?
That's how you meet Superman right there, just falling from a helicopter dangling on the top of a skyscraper.
And I think that's a question that needed to be asked.
Who's got you?
Who's got you? 1948 there. Same day, same year, the great, well, he was Norm on Cheers, George Wendt.
Afternoon, everybody.
No! What can I do for you, Norm?
Well, I am going to need something to kill time before my second beer. How about a first one?
You got it.
They did that almost every episode.
Yes, it became a thing. And, what's going down, Norm? My butt on that stool. George Wendt, the great character from Cheers, 1948. Howard Rollins Jr., he was Detective Tibbs. They called him Detective Tibbs, Mr. Tibbs, in the TV version of In the Heat of the Night, 1950. And one more very funny guy. We lost him too young, 1959. He was born on this day, Saturday Night Live's Norm MacDonald.
This is the sound a doggy makes. Burt Reynolds.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No.
Yeah. That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember you had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No.
Norm doing his Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy. We could play a lot of clips from Celebrity Jeopardy. You can't go wrong. But Norm MacDonald, very funny man. Born on this day, 1959. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Friday Bobathon, no repeat workday. Ready to go with the Tim McGraw Refried Dreams. Any day now, Ronnie Millsap. Hank Jr., I'm for love.
I'm going Ronnie Millsap today.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KVGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Total Country.